This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Until recently, targeting was what the military called finding and attacking the enemy. Now, the U.S. Army has something else in its sights, new recruits. The Army's under more pressure than ever to enlist soldiers, just at a time when fewer and fewer young Americans want to sign on that dotted line. WUNC military reporter Jay Price has been following the story as part of the American Homefront Project and joins us now to tell us more. Welcome, Jay.
Hey, Frank.
Tell us about this pressure, the sense of how the numbers have expanded for the Army.
Well, the Trump administration wants to grow the Army and wants to grow it substantially. The mission, as recruiters call their goal, they call it a mission, jumped from 62,500 to 68,500 active duty enlistees a year ago. And that was the largest mid-year, and they work by fiscal years, it was the largest mid-year increase in the target since the advent of the all-volunteer force. And when they met that, they kind of squeaked by it in October. When they met that, they got another huge increase, a very similar size increase. It went to 80,000 new enlistments for the full year. And that's huge. You know, this is kind of a political question whether this is wise or not so wise. But Trump's advisors have told him that, you know, hey, you know, as a military side, yes, absolutely. So, you know, what this has created for recruiters, though, is a classic supply and demand problem. The Trump administration has created this huge demand, and the supply is really, really tight. This is, you know, kind of a hard time to be putting new numbers that size onto their goals.
Always a hard thing to do, but even more difficult now in that the number of otherwise recruitable Americans are a growing number are unfit.
Unfit, that's one of the big things, and that's been kind of an underlying problem for recruiters for years and years, and has increased and increased and increased. Two-thirds of young Americans aren't even suitable for enlisting, in great part because of obesity. Obesity numbers are really, really high, and the Army's, you know, been dealing with this for quite a while. The other thing, though, this you know, making the timing of this really tough is that the improving economy over the last few years has really tightened the labor market. And so young Americans have a lot of other choices for jobs. So the recruiters are competing against a lot of things in private industry and government.
You said one of the ways, or you found anyway, that one of the ways that recruiters are meeting these new standards, they have to somehow relax the standards to some degree or massage them?
Well, they've had to finesse a few things. One of the things they finessed was they added more waivers in. They made it easier to get a waiver for past marijuana use. Of course, you can't use marijuana to be in the military. But they are giving waivers a little bit more frequently for that. And that was one of the things that helped them squeak by with that huge midterm increase. But, you know, they have other things going on that are creating these headwinds. One of them is this growing cultural gap. Fewer and fewer families are providing the bulk of the nation's soldiers. A spokesman for Army Recruiting Command told me their research found that half of American youth knows little to nothing about the military. And if you aren't comfortable with the culture, if you don't know what a field of work is like, you're a lot less likely to be interested in entering it. I mean, it's not a mystery. It's like law or medicine. You see these generations of lawyers and doctors. And if you grow up around something, you understand it, and you're more likely to be comfortable about being part of it, which is one reason North Carolina is a happy hunting ground for recruiters, as happy as it gets. This is a really, really hard effort, low-yield sort of world that they're in. They have to contact a ton of people to get one person interested and come in and talk. But more than half of the Army comes from seven states. Now, a lot of these are very populous states, but North Carolina is one of those seven. And one of the reasons is that we have all these giant military bases. We have some of the nation's largest and most important military bases, and North Carolinians are more comfortable and know more about military culture than your average civilian.
What about methods? I assume the Army and the military generally keeping up with ways of contacting using social media, for instance?
Yeah. You know, of course, the Army is a giant bureaucracy, and it's a big ship. You know, it's not the Navy, but it's a big ship to
yeah.
steer.
We've got a lot of angry emails. I can feel them coming in right now, Jay, but go ahead.
Takes a while to get that big ship to turn, and as they're doing more with social media, a lot more. I sat with a couple of days. I sat with Staff Sergeant Miller McGowan of the Chapel Hill Recruiting Center, which, as you might imagine, is not your typical recruiting center in a lot of ways, because he's going after university students. That's part of his grounds for hunting. He also has kind of a more classic assignment, which is one of the local high schools. But he is adept at recruiting people via social media, the initial contacts, you know, it's how to kind of filter out. And it's all about filtering down to a population that's more likely to respond to what he's looking for, which is for them to come in and let him explain what the Army can offer. So, you know, he was kind of one example of this, but the Army has started, just last year, started tracking which recruits were actually contacted first via social media as opposed to more traditional methods, like just simply cold calling them from a list of high school students or walking up to them. I went out with a recruiter during the peak of the manpower demand for the Iraq War way back when, and I've never seen anyone work harder. You know, he's walking up to people in Walmart. He's driving the streets, just cruising, looking for anyone walking along. He was working 7 days a week, sleeping on the couch in his office. And it helps to kind of funnel down and kind of target with social media. So the Army, one of the things they've done is to create this large pilot program of social media recruiting teams at kind of the roughly the state level, the battalion level. And they will develop potential contacts. And when somebody agrees to sit down, then they'll pass them on to the local recruiters. The Army also boosted their total number of recruiters by 400, particularly trying when what they did instead of simply saying we want 400 new recruiters was to target those who were about to leave recruiting, the experienced folks who can actually get more people in instead of taking 3 or 4 months to get up to speed. So they're trying to retain more.
I am talking to military reporter Jay Price today on the State of Things. You can find a link to his feature story about Army recruitment at our website, stateofthings.org, or visit the American Homefront Project. Jay, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.